When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into a special edition of WWL's First Take, brought to you by Bud Light. Saints game day stock up on Bud Light. We are broadcasting from Rouse's Market at 701 Barone Street in the CBD. We'll be here till 5 o'clock for the Bud Light countdown to kickoff. The Cajun Cannon then steps in on location as we carry this up to game time in Kansas City, where we check in with our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak. Hope you're doing well, Jeff. How are things on a 342 in Kansas City right now?
342? Well, they're good. It's a nice temperature outside. Got myself a good lunch. I'm about to head over to the stadium in a couple minutes. It's going to be fun. I think this atmosphere is going to be something that the players are really looking forward to. Guys that played in that building are looking forward to going back into that building. Like Aaron Matthews, Colin Saunders, Derek Carr knows that building really well. I say building, there's no roof on it. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Jeff, Steve and I kind of broke down the injury report, and it's very lengthy for the Saints. Willie Gay's out. Obviously, Pete Warner's out, so you're missing two linebackers. Taysom Hill out. And then what I'm really concerned about, and I want to get your thoughts on this and see if you've heard anything else, Cesar Ruiz obviously out. Shane Lemieux placed on IR. That's two offensive linemen. Eric McCoy's already been placed on IR. So then you have this third offensive lineman on the interior, Lucas Patrick, your left guard, that's questionable. So what's the latest on Lucas Patrick's availability for this game? Because if you're missing him, you're missing not just three interior offensive linemen, but also a backup on top of that. It's a really, really banged up spot, especially when you have to play a player like Chris Jones for the Chiefs.
Oh, no question. And even if Lucas is available, I'm not sure where he's going to play. He did travel with the team.
Oh, cool.
So I imagine they're going to test it out and see if he can go. But I wouldn't be surprised if Connor McGovern ends up starting at center either way, because you feel like, hey, we would rather keep someone at their natural position at left guard if we're going to be down a guy. So we'll have to see how that shapes out. But no, it's concerning. There's no way around it. I mean, you went into the season thinking, hey, the interior of the offensive line should be theoretically the strength of this offensive line. And now the only guy you feel like doesn't really have any question marks, at least in terms of health and availability, is Trevor Penning, the guy that we went into the season thinking, man, what are we going to do? Taliese Fuaga, he's been dealing with a back issue. He's been managing it. He popped up on the injury report with a knee. Dennis Allen said it wasn't something they were concerned about. He's going to play. But no, I mean, Chris Jones is tough to handle, and the biggest issue with Chris Jones is you just never know where he's going to come at you from. He decides when he goes on the field. He looks at the matchups and he picks whichever one he wants to go at, and he's going to have a lot of interesting choices to make when he gets out there against this group. And you know, I think the Saints have a decent chance in this game if they don't allow Chris Jones to wreck it entirely. And we saw what can happen when the interior pass rush blows up a game. It happened in week three. Jalen Carter made the Saints offense miserable all day long, and they were only able to put up 12 points. They just were not able to run the ball. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it for sure.
Yeah, it's a good call out, Jeff. Specifically, you know, that Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, that was tough for the Saints. And I know that Cesar Ruiz had a really rough game in that matchup as well. As far as, you know, Chris Jones, it's also a good point, because Deuce had been talking about this back on Fans of the Pro back on Friday, is that he hunts those mismatches. But when you have all these backups on the interior of the offensive line, it's almost like take your pick at certain spots as well. And with Connor McGovern, as you kind of mentioned, him coming to New Orleans, the Saints picking him up off the Jets practice squad, the kind of connection there is that John Benton, the current Saints offensive line, line coach, coached him when he was in New York. He was the offensive line coach and run game coordinator for the Jets back in 2021 and 2022. And obviously McGovern spent the past 4 years in New York. So obviously they see a little bit of something there in the veteran offensive lineman, interior offensive lineman that's kind of been there, done that. He's a pro. And so, yes, if you have to put him at the center spot because Lemieux is hurt and because McCoy is hurt, like, you don't feel like it's necessarily the end of the world. It's just, you know, it's a backup.
Yeah, and I will add, there's a few more connections than just John Benton. When Connor was drafted to the Broncos in 2016, there was a few people on that staff. One was named Clint Kubiak. He was an offensive assistant. One was named Clancy Barone. He was the offensive line coach. And another guy was named Rick Dennison. He was the offensive coordinator. So he knows this group very, very well. He describes them as the best coaching staff he's worked with. So I think that's what you're kind of hoping. You know, you show up on a Wednesday or whatever day he showed up, you get two practices in, and you're asked to go run an NFL offense. In most cases, you would say, I don't even know if that's possible. In this case, you know, a lot of the terminology is the same. A lot of the schemes he's familiar with. So if he has to get on the field, you feel like he can handle it. But, man, I can't think of a more imposing environment to go into in terms of, you got to run a silent count. And he can't miss assignments in this game. So we'll see how that goes. But his story is really fascinating. I mean, he contemplated retirement after his injury last year. It was his second major knee injury in three seasons. He was 2 hours away from getting on the bus to go to the airport to fly to London with the Jets. So if the Saints waited it a couple more hours, they wouldn't have had a shot at him because he would already been on his way to London. He turned around, got the last flight out of Newark, and he's here. So, it's a fun story. Hopefully it works out on the field as well as it did this week.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Timing perspective.
I'm right with you on that, Jeff. Like you said, great story. Hopefully it translates to performance also on the field. Obviously concerning, the guy's got little time to get acclimated to life in black and gold, but we'll see what happens. Before I hit you with more football, how was lunch? I saw you tweeting out your grub earlier, and it looked pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah. They knew how to do food out here. I got some barbecue last night, got a nice biscuit sandwich thing today, and I was able to, take like a 20-minute nap because I was in a bit of a food coma. But, this is a fun area. I do like it a lot. It's a lot of hills. It's something I'm not used to.
Sorry if I didn't get into it right away. Just curious, weather-wise, we're not looking at any chance at rain in the Kansas City area this
Hopefully
evening.
Not looks, like Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Right. Looking like pretty clear skies over there, I think.
I mean, based on looking out the window, yeah, it's pretty clear. I haven't looked at the forecast. But no, it should be comfortable. It should be, you know, like a nice little night game. Like, no, it's not going to be cold. It's not going to be hot. Shouldn't be much precipitation. So, you know, it is the Saints' first game this year outdoors. And they tried to kind of acclimate a little bit. They practiced outside this week, you know, with that kind of in mind. They piped in crowd noise. I think they actually brought out a second set of speakers to make it even louder than they typically would. So, I mean, it's not really going to replicate, you know, how 60,000 screaming fans at Arrowhead. But, you know, they're doing their best. It's going to be interesting, you know, in the kicking game. If this ends up being a heavy kicking game, like it could be, you know, how does Blake Griffey handle that? It's good. You know, the first time he had to kick outdoors last year was that Green Bay game, and he missed that potential go-ahead kick late in the game. So, you know, it's going to be a factor for sure.
Looking at the run game, Jeff, you know, obviously Alvin Kamara is the man and thankfully did not appear with any injury designation for this game. And I believe was a full go on Saturday for the Saints. So I know he's still dealing with the hip and rib issue, but he's definitely a full go tonight. Not in the mix. Taysom Hill with the rib issue. And we thought maybe there was a slight chance that Kendra Miller could give you some limited snaps. That's also not the case as well. He is back, but he won't be in action this evening. So you're looking at really what you've been having with Jamal Williams and nothing much else to help out Alvin in the run game today.
Yeah, Jordan Mims will be active, but, you know, he's got four carries this year. I think they all came in week one, maybe one a week two, I can't recall. But, no, I mean, you know, Alvin, I think he's averaging the most touches of any player in the NFL. It's 24.3 going into today per game. And that's, frankly, that's too much. You know, we talked to Clint Kubiak earlier this week, and he kind of conceded, like, yeah, they need to be a little smarter about getting him a blow early in game so that you're not overloading him. But there's a certain point, like, hey, when these games get tight, he doesn't want to come off the field. They don't want to take him off the field. And so they're going to continue to lean on him. And, you know, you do have to question, okay, how can you get some carries for some other guys? Jamal Williams has only got three carries over the last 2 weeks. I have to imagine he's going to be a bigger part of the game plan this week. Because you just can't send Alvin out there and let him get teed off on over and over again. He's already dealing with the rib injuries. So we'll see how that goes. But the fact is they have to be able to run the ball in this game to feel like you have a chance to move the ball. You can't allow the Chiefs' defensive line to just tee off on your banged-up interior line. And you know, I was talking to Landon Young, and you know, you talk about Chris Jones, and there's a certain point where, hey, I know all about Chris Jones as a pass rusher. It doesn't always seem like he wants to play the run as much as he wants to rush the passer. So sometimes he just runs straight at that guy and see how he handles it. I know that's what they did to Micah Parsons back in week two. So now it's going to be running the ball is going to be important as it always is, and you're undermanned. So how they execute that today is going to be interesting.
Jeff, looking at, so we just talked about, you know, the mismatch for the Chiefs where, you know, the interior offensive line versus Chris Jones is obviously a mismatch in favor of the Chiefs. But on the opposite side, I think the Saints have their own little mismatch with their cornerbacks, their defensive back room, the secondary versus the current Kansas City Chiefs weapons with, you know, Rashee Rice now on IR, Hollywood Brown's been on IR. It just seems like it's Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce. Those are like the two premier weapons. I mean, they also have Juju Smith-Schuster and Justin Watson. But, I mean, if you're talking about one guy that really, really scares you, especially with – Mike has said this as well, that Travis Kelce's kind of in the twilight age, I guess, of his career. He's getting up there. He's not as productive. He had a great game against the Chargers, but the first three games of the season weren't anything impressive. The one player that can burn you and scares you because of his explosive playability is the rookie, the speedster Xavier Worthy, who can just, you know, let it fly. So, you know, what do you think about the Saints DB room and how they match up against those Chiefs weapons, that room that's kind of banged up for them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably the prime matchup for the Saints if you're trying to say, okay, where do the Saints have an advantage in this game? It's going to be, hey, our secondary is healthy. We have our stars out there, and they're going against a banged-up Chiefs wide receiver room that they should be able to impose their will on. You know, Xavier Worthy is obviously the X factor, but, you know, I was talking to Jordan Howden about this. It's actually kind of helpful when you consider, hey, we went against Rashid Shaheed all training camp, so we know what that type of, you know, 4.2 speed is that can get on you so fast. So, you know, they're going to spend a lot of time. I'm sure they spent a lot of time this week, you know, going over, hey, we can't let this guy get on top of us. Make sure to keep him, you know, like if he's going to make a play underneath, he's going to make a play underneath. You cannot allow him to go for a 70-yard touchdown because you're getting your eyes in the backfield. So I expect the Saints maybe play a little deeper than they might in other matchups. But no, I think you're going to continue to be physical on the outside. You're going to say, hey, can Travis Kelce win? I'm not convinced Travis has really lost a step. I think there's some element of their not emphasizing him as much in the offense to try to save him. When you're going for a third consecutive Super Bowl, a win in week three at the expense of your star tight end might be not worth it. But either way, like I don't think you're going to have the luxury to do that if that's what you've been doing. We talked to Joe Woods, and one thing he said was like, hey, you can look at the numbers and you can say, hey, the numbers aren't there, but you watch him on tape, he's still that guy. Like, you don't see a drop-off in athleticism from him. And the Saints have struggled to cover tight ends not named Kyle Pitts over the last couple of years. So, you know, he's a guy who I am slightly concerned that he blows up today, that this is kind of the Travis Kelce coming out party for this season. I imagine Taylor Swift's going to be in attendance. Maybe he wants to show off. I don't know. But that, how they handle that Travis Kelce matchup is going to be key, I think.
Jeff, one more thing. Looking at the Davante Adams rumors, obviously his name's been out there as trade bait for a bunch of teams that could be interested. His, you know, preference, he's named the New York Jets, New Orleans Saints, obviously familiarity with the quarterback. I've heard also Baltimore Ravens could be a favorite in the mix for Davante Adams, which just seems unfair to me. But looking at the likelihood of maybe something happening for this black and gold squad, how are you feeling about the, you know, the idea of Davante in a Saints uniform? Obviously, I think you'd be all aboard about adding the weapon, but is it really feasible for this team to do?
I mean, it's feasible. It's just a question of how much they want to commit. You would be eliminating all of your flexibility if you were to try to do something like that. I think any team in the NFL would improve if they added Davante Adams. My only issue with the conversation is, if I had to pick one position that I feel like, hey, these guys have done exactly what they've needed to do, it's wide receiver. It's Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. Obviously, Rashid had that bad play on the punt, but in terms of a wide receiver, I think he went on to have his best game as an all-around receiver as a member of the New Orleans Saints. I think it was 8 catches for 83 yards, several big first downs. So I don't know. Like, I don't look at adding a wide receiver as a huge need. And if it comes down to it and someone else comes available and you can add a piece on the offensive line as a trade deadline or something like that, and you're unable to because you've committed to a wide receiver when you need something else, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the idea, but at the end of the day, I don't think anyone would complain if you added a guy like Davante Adams to your offense. So that's where I am right now. I don't expect the Saints, you know, I think if it got to the point where the Saints could make the deal on their terms, you know, I could see it happening. I just don't see them getting into a bidding war. And so if it's the Saints and the Jets are willing to put up more, it's probably the Jets, right? That's kind of where I land on it.
Appreciate the time as always, Jess. You make sure you don't miss that bus to the stadium. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. All right, y'all.
Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter, also our WWL digital content producer, on the scene in Kansas City, getting ready for the sidelines of that Monday night matchup in Arrowhead Stadium. Definitely jealous of where he's at today.
I've heard it's an awesome atmosphere. I've never been.
Me neither.
Never been. My buddies actually went for the week two matchup, the Bengals at the Chiefs.
Okay.
And like the Burrowhead stuff.
Yeah.
It was a fun matchup. Now the Chiefs got the benefit of the doubt on a late call, which seems to happen pretty often with them. But I've always wanted to go out to Arrowhead. I've heard it's a great, great stadium.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.